morning.
Good morning. He's probably at the drive-thru where the drive-up window, the jack-in-the-box thing. Hey, if you need help programming DMR radio, I'll be glad to either walk you through it over the phone or meet you in person or what have you, you know, show you how the ins and outs. It's not that bad. It's just that you have to get like three or four things right in order for it to work. Otherwise, the repeater ignores you.
That would be great. I will try to get in contact or make a mental note of your call here. And when I have some time and we could both figure it out time-wise, that'd be cool. I have been close to figuring it out, I think. But, you know, there's, like you said, if one of the three things are off, it doesn't work. So just a little better understanding would probably go a long way.
Yeah, where's your home QTH that you were trying to get in? I'm kind of a DMR fanboy. Sean made that reference to the 550 and the 7550. I got a handful of those radios. I love them. But I also have the Anytone. That's a great radio. That's a true ham DMR radio.
Yeah, so I have a Anytone, and but I think you asked where I was located. Home is in Grosse Pointe Woods, Eaton Mac area.
Yeah, you should be able to hit that MI5 Fred's repeater, MI5 system with a handheld in your house. Those things have just got tremendous coverage. Search MI5 ham and it'll take you to the website. I'm sure you've probably already been there. And it shows you all the topical coverage area. The thing is absolutely fantastic for coverage. And it's starting to get more and more popular. But, yeah, you got to get the right talk group. You got to get the right color code. You got to get the right time slot. You got to get the right frequency. You know, you have to get all of it. Otherwise, the repeater just sits there and plays dumb. And then sometimes, even when you do hit it, you don't know you hit it, because like on the analog repeaters, you get like a nice courtesy tone. Well, on digital, you don't know if it worked or not unless somebody responds back to you. I mean, because even if the bar's lit up, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's acknowledging anything that comes back out. And they can program them to like let's say, for example, the MI5 system, they can program it to only listen to like talk group 5-1, 5-2, 5-3. So if you try to do something other than that, it just goes, huh, not for me. So, yeah, I'm a fanboy of it. So I'd be glad to help. NAKPP Wally. Sean knows me pretty